听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step, book four.
Health and medicine. One.Lesson 131, Part 1, Warming Up Exercises. Spatial Relations, the Layout of a Hospital. You are going to hear some information about the layout of a hospital. Listen carefully. Write the names of the departments in the right positions. First of all, locate the gate at the bottom of the page.When you walk into the compound, the first building on your right is the outpatient department. The first on your left is the emergency department.If you want to go to the physician department, take the first turn on the left and walk straight ahead. You'll see a fountain spring. Pass by it and walk in the same direction. You'll see the physician department. If you want to get your blood tested in the laboratory,Walk straight along the main road until you reach a roundabout. Turn left from the roundabout and walk a few minutes. Take the right turn and the first building coming into your sight is the laboratory. Another building on the same side of the road is the X-ray department.If you turn left from the roundabout and walk ahead until you reach the end of the road, you will see the eye, ear, and throat department. The building next to it, to the north, is the dental department.If you want to visit your relatives or friends who are hospitalized, you go to the ward, which is not difficult to find. Take the right turn from the roundabout, and a small lake will come into your view. The winding road along the lake will lead you to the ward. If you go past the roundabout and walk along the main road for a few minutes, you will see a building on your right. That's the administrative building. Well, where do we get the medicine? From the dispensary.That's the building facing the outpatient department on the north side of the road. Another building on the north side of the road is the surgery department.
The National Health Service in Britain.
The National Health Service in Britain was set up in 1948, shortly after the end of the Second World War. Its aim is to provide free medical treatment for all patients who wish to take advantage of the service. However, it's still possible to obtain private medical treatment, and in this case, the doctor charges a fee. To say that the National Health Service is free is not entirely true. Every employed or self-employed person over 16 years of age must put a stamp on an insurance card every week. This card is issued by a government department called the Department of Health and Social Security. The stamp costs money, and the amount is constantly changing. Part of the cost of this stamp, in fact the greater part, is borne by the employer, and it finances the National Health Service, together with many other Social Security benefits, such as retirement pensions, unemployment benefit, sickness benefit, maternity benefits, and so on. At present, except for children under 16 and old age pensioners, there is a standard charge for prescriptions for medicine. An expensive drug costs the patient no more than a cheaper remedy. This, except for nominal charges for dental treatment and glasses, is all that one has to pay. In order to participate in the health service, a patient must register with a general practitioner, usually known as a GP. Whenever he's ill or needs to consult a doctor for any reason, he will in every case go to see his GP. If the doctor feels that the case needs more expert help, or the use of greater resources than are at his disposal, he will give his patient a letter to take to a hospital, where more sophisticated treatment is available. Treatment, and even food in hospital, is, by the way, entirely free.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. When was the National Health Service in Britain set up? What is its aim? Why does the speaker say that the National Health Service is not entirely free? What government agency issues the insurance card? Who have to pay for the stamp on the insurance card every week? In what way is the stamp money used? Who are subjected to a standard charge for medicine prescriptions? What must a patient do if he wants to participate in the health service? What happens if the case is very serious? Do patients in hospitals have to pay for their food? Exercise 2. Say something about the National Health Service in Britain.
Part 3.
Short dialogue. Practice in drawing inferences.
Hear ye, hear ye. The court will now come to order. All rise.
The bailiff has just called the court to order. A trial is about to begin, and you are the judge. The spectators rise as you take your place at the front of the courtroom, wearing a long black robe. By the way, from now on, when you hear the gavel pounding like this, that's the signal to stop the cassette player while you work on your court record sheet. The sheet will be the official record of the trial. The spectators are quiet, waiting for you to open the trial. All right, are you ready to start the trial? Good. Let's get on with it. The bailiff's about to read the charges.
Your Honor, these are the charges. The defendant, Billy Smith, also known as Sweet Tooth Billy Smith, is charged with stealing 2 tons of candy from the Good and Messy Candy Company.
Well, Your Honor, those are the charges. And now you know what this case is all about. But before the witnesses testify, let's make sure you can pass the first test of a good judge, recognizing facts. Look at your court record under charges. You'll see 5 statements. Now, some are facts, and some are not. For the facts, put an X in the box labeled fact. And for the ones that aren't facts, put an X in the not fact box. At the sound of the gavel, stop the player and go to work. Let's see how you did. Which statements are facts? Numbers 1 and 4? You are absolutely right. The charges are against Billy Smith, and he is charged with robbing the Good and Messy Candy Company. So numbers 1 and 4 should be marked fact. What about the others? Why aren't they facts? Well, let's see. Number 2 says Billy is charged with stealing 2 pounds of candy, but the charges said 2 tons. The 3rd statement says he stole chocolate bars, but the charges just said candy, not what kind. So 2 and 3 are not facts. Now, number 5 is a little different. It is a fact that Billy is charged with stealing the candy, but the statement on your court record says that he did steal the candy. And that's not a fact until it's been proven in court by observation, measurement, or a reliable source. Before we can see if number 5 is a fact, we'll have to hear the witnesses. And the bailiff's just about to call the first one now.
The court calls Joe the Banana Man to the stand.
Here comes the first witness, a man. He's taking the stand now.
State your name, please.
Joe the Banana Man.
Joe is about to tell his story, so let's listen.
Yep, the name's Joe the Banana Man. They call me that because I deliver bananas in my truck. It's a nice truck. It's green with yellow stripes. Yeah, real nice. Well, anyhow, one of the places I deliver bananas is the Good and Messy Candy Company. The other day, I delivers bananas there, and someone, I forget who, tells me that this kid Billy stole 2 tons of candy. Of course, I didn't actually see it myself, you know, but if you ask me, well, now that I see him here in court, he looks like the kind of kid who would.
Joe had a lot to say. Let's look at the court record where it says Joe's testimony and make sure we've got the facts. We'll do the same thing we did last time. Put an X in the boxes labeled fact and not fact. Ready? All done? Good. This time, let's start by seeing which statements you marked not fact. I hope you marked numbers 2, 3, and 4, because they're not facts. Let's see why. According to statement number 2, Joe said he drives a red truck with green stripes. Now, actually, he said he drives a green truck with yellow stripes. You remember that? Good. Now, Joe didn't mention anything about peanuts, just bananas. And he said he didn't actually see Billy steal the candy. So statements 3 and 4 are not facts. Now for the facts. Joe said he delivers bananas to Good and Messy. So statement 1 is a fact. And number 5 is a fact, too. Joe did say Billy looks like a thief. Of course, that's his opinion, which isn't proof that Billy really does look like a thief. But it's a fact that Joe thinks he does. Did you get them all right? Good. You're becoming an expert judge.
Exercises. Listen to the dialogues and do the exercises according to the instructions you hear on the tape.